What sense can you make out of this confusion?
You know, many of us have that view that Kibaki is a very reluctant person when it comes to matters of governance and corruption. And in fact, if you look at the first administration of the last 5 years, he basically allowed a lot of latitude and leeway to corruption, and he's been very unserious, even in the remarks that he makes. What happened yesterday was the fact that the two aides to the Prime Minister resigned on the basis of allegation of corruption. Having realized that he lost the initiative, the President went around and sacked technocrats or suspended technocrats from government, saying that he had suspended those persons, including the aides of the Prime Minister, to pave way for an investigation. And on the basis of that, the Prime Minister decided to be a bit more courageous, decided to suspend the political actors we're using essentially the same you know, rationale that is the supervisor of government. It's really dishonest for anybody then to purport then that those suspensions are a nullity because there was no proper consultation. The President has to realize that he lost the initiative against corruption, and that he is not a very serious person when it comes to matters of corruption. And therefore, for him to appear to act in a manner likely to suggest that he is unable to touch those with political clout, it essentially confirms the fears of all the Kenyan people about what commitment Kibaki has towards fighting corruption.
Some people are saying the confusion doesn't bode well for the government, and that could further worsen the suspicion and skepticism that Kenyans uphold against this particular government. What is your take?
You know, this government is a mixture of oil and water. Those two are usually not ingredients that can necessarily come up with a fine formula. What happened is that we have a very conservative axis of government that believes in perpetuation and impunity, and then we have a more emerging paradigm in government that is a host of people who believe in a more rule of law kind of system of government, less impunity, less corruption, and more accountability. Therefore, that confusion is something that is characteristic of governments that come together for anything else other than common thinking or common frame of mind or common ideology. This is just a large framework that was supposed to usher the country into some reforms and to pull it out from the brink of collapse. It appears right now they want to function like a normal government, and that cannot necessarily take root.
Some Kenyans that I spoke to said they expect within this week a demonstration to demand more accountability for the government. Do you foresee anything like that happening?
I think there'll be a lot to expect this particular week. It's thrown the country into confusion. Everybody appears to be very clear that the war on corruption must be fought and won, and anybody who stands in that way will definitely have himself to blame. And I do believe that if there is no proper, you know, mechanics to ensure that we address these things amicably, then the fallout of stuff from government is going to be massive, and I think it will have a spillover within the general population.
Omar, in your earlier submission, you said that the government is a mixture of oil and water. A school of thought says that the government should be dissolved or elections should be held as soon as possible to have a legitimate government. What is your take on that?
I think I agree with you entirely. This bastardization of government, the attempt towards the grand coalition, is not working. And I think the sooner that we go into an election as a country, maybe the better. Not because of any other thing. So, but there are conditions precedent for that election. We need to ensure that we have a voters register, which is now an anonymity, so that the Independent Electoral Commission must ensure that they have a voters register as soon as practically possible. Secondly, we need to ensure that the President, we have a new constitution, and other institutional reforms have taken place. So if we can give ourselves an extra couple of months, then I think there will be some legitimacy about going into an election.
Yesterday's confusion. Some people are saying that the government has further worsened its credibility and could possibly lead to the government collapsing.
I think the way in which if the coalition partners, that is the two principals, Kibaki and Raila, do not find a solution, then the government will definitely collapse. The unity of government rests in the commitment to government of the two principles. What Raila has done is to throw back the initiative to fight corruption towards Kibaki. What Raila is telling us here is that, listen, I'm committed to fighting graft. I can suspend people from my office. I can suspend ministers. But look at Kibaki. He will only reluctantly take positions when he thinks there's a political, implication on it. Therefore, if this kind of ping pong in government could persist, then there's only one possible conclusion, that the government will eventually collapse. There are issues of post-election violence that need to be tried and resolved. There are issues of the constitution and many other issues that appears sometimes that the two principles might not be talking from the same page.
Is there a government in the country? Is there a Kenyan government? Is the coalition government or partners acting to serve the interest of the people? That is the question they've been asking.
I think we do have a government, because otherwise then there would have been no country without a government. We know, but whether the government is legitimate is another issue. Whether it's delivering the expectations of the Kenyan people is another issue. Whether it has the credibility within the majority of the Kenyan people, that's another issue. But on the totality, we have something similar to a government. We've seen our autocrats, survive a framework of patronage. And I think what's happening right now is a framework of people with common interests who wield enormous political power in the country and are able to manage those interests and sustain themselves in power and privilege. And I think they have a total disconnect from the Kenyan people. Now, that disconnection puts question on the credibility of the Kenyan government.
How will this play out in the international community after it pushed for graft to be fought and won, especially when the U.S. recently pulled out its support for the education fund?
I think the entire international community expects very little from, in particular, the kind of discussion you have with them in private, expects very little from Kibaki. In fact, there's that belief that it's only important right now to have pressure so as to wish away, to just see Kibaki make an exit within the next 3 years and hope that the Kenyan people will be astute enough to select a government that brings qualitative breakaway from the past. They probably have been a lost opportunity for this country. When Kibaki came into power in 2002, the country was full of optimism. And I do believe as a young Kenyan that another 10, 15 years of waste for this country is really costly for the government and for the country and for the people of Kenya. I hope, therefore, we can be able to put our acts together in due course and continue to put the pressure so as not to allow them to be too comfortable. Because if they were without the pressure of the Kenyan people, I think things would have been far worse.